at the 28-yard line. Carr takes a snap, looks, gets hit, runs out of trouble. He can run to the 10, to the 5, Carr to the left pylon.
Hello.
Hey, Coach.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay.
Just quickly, if you could talk about your blitz scheme and what you guys have changed so far in the last couple of games.
Excuse me, talk about our what?
Your blitz scheme and how, what you've changed in the last
scheme?
Couple of games, yeah.
Well, you know, each week you design your pressures based on the opponent, and we've always kept the number, you know, at a certain level and done a real good job, I think, of trying to compare, and in some areas we've some down in distances we're higher than others, but we generally, you know, are try to be a pressure defense as most as we can, and we've been pretty much consistent with that all year.
Tom, were you pleased with the way your defense reacted to all the changes you made last week?
I'm pleased with our team, the way our team responded and bounced back. I think that, you know, I think to a man, there wasn't any question that we were, you know, very upset and disappointed in our play on Thanksgiving night. And I think that there was plenty of time to think about that. And I think the guys really did, to a man, resolve to come back and play the way that we would like to think we can play. And that is a more aggressive, more physical, you know, more determined, more focused, more purposeful kind of play. And it certainly was needed, and it was the right time.
Tom, when you were here last in your post-game press conference, you didn't have a lot of answers for what happened. Have you found those answers since, and how much different is your team now?
Well, there's a lot of work that's gone into, you know, attempting to solve some of the issues. You know, we were so so disappointed, and I think probably shocked, you know, with a 16-7 score that very quickly was 30, you know, and having given up that many points in that fast amount of time, you know, with a game that wasn't necessarily that close, but certainly by the scoreboard, and had we had a chance to do something about it and come back after the half, you know, we were thinking along those lines, and it just didn't happen. So, you know, we gave up some big plays, and obviously that was an issue, and we've worked hard to try to not do that. We've certainly are a work in progress with regard to that.
Tom, you've been coaching this against the Eagles now in the division for a while. Where would you put the receivers there, and just their young players in general, as what they've done for the Eagles as an organization?
Well, I think those young guys have done an outstanding job. I mean, Jackson certainly left his mark even as a rookie a year ago and continues to do so. Macklin's come in and done an outstanding job. McCoy's done an outstanding job. You know, I think that they certainly have come in and accepted the challenge and the responsibility, and they're talented guys.
There's a lot said, Tom, that rookie wide receivers have trouble these days, even more adjusting to the NFL, because a lot of them come from, you know, the spread offenses in college or non-traditional NFL offenses. But we've seen a bunch of the rookies have good years so far. So do you think that maybe that's not the case, that, you know, that they're just becoming quicker studies and quicker learners?
Well, I think perhaps the first general statement that you made needs to be modified. I think when you look at what the colleges are doing, if, you know, when you say spread, that means that they are throwing the ball a tremendous amount. And in order to do that, you know, within the various concepts of what they're trying to teach, there's adjustments to routes and coverages and things of that nature. And that's what the next level is really adjusting to coverages and reactions and one-on-one situations and challenges that occur because of press or because of, you know, double coverages or however you want to describe it. So I think that they're running into some of the various reasons that things have to be adjusted before they get to the pro level. And perhaps in many ways, from a learning standpoint, is not as big a jump as it might have once been.
Coach, it seems like desperate times, you know, call for desperate measures. You guys had a big win against the Cowboys last week. Does that kind of work for you guys, knowing that you need to win and keeping that win streak going along?
Well, we try to do it one game at a time like everybody else does and talk about it, but there's no question about the time of the year and the circumstances surrounding each one of these games. So, they're obviously very important games.
Coach, as you know, the NFL has come up with a bunch of newer initiatives on concussions and safety measures for concussion sufferers. But throughout your career, you've been coaching for a while. Did you have your own personal approach of how you would deal with any of your players that suffered concussions?
Our situation is simply this: whatever the medical people feel. We have an outstanding training staff led by Ronnie Barnes. We have an outstanding association with many excellent doctors, Russ Warren being one. And whatever the doctors decide in terms of the player and his availability, there really isn't any argument. If the doctors say he's out for 2 weeks, then he's out for 2 weeks. If he's out for three, he's out for three. You know, we may want him back. We may feel that way. But in my experience has been that the medical people will tell you when the player is free to practice and play and under what circumstances he can practice, for example, when he first comes back, what are the limitations. And, sometimes you do wish it to be the other way, but really that's the only way you can function.
Coach, what's the atmosphere going to be like Sunday night considering what happened last time you guys played and now this is so important for the playoff race?
Well, it's a divisional game, and it's with the Philadelphia Eagles, and it's here at Giant Stadium, so I don't think you have to say much more.
Tom, I saw you guys signed London Fryer to your practice squad. He's a local guy down here from South Jersey. What did you see in him? What are you liking him looking forward long term?
Well, we wanted an opportunity to evaluate him and to have him as a defensive corner on our scout squad and also play some wide receiver. So it should give us a chance to see him and to spend time with him and to get a feel for his ability range going forward.
So you don't really – I mean, you'll leave it open as far as playing both sides of the ball. Take a look at him on both right now.
We use the scout squad guys play all over the place.
Gotcha.
And he certainly will do that.
Tom, Andy Reid signed a contract extension today that takes him through, I think, 2014. You've been a couple of places. You know how fleeting success and tenure can be here in the NFL. What does it say about Andy Reid? What does it say about the Eagles and their relationship with him that – given, he's only got 1 year left on his contract, he's been up and down, he's never won a Super Bowl, that they've made this commitment to him?
Well, here I am sitting here from afar, not even knowing that any of this is going on, and I've been asked this question twice today. I'll just say this, that Andy Reid is an excellent football coach who is very deserving. He obviously has the loyalty of his owner and vice versa. And, he's to be applauded for that. And it's however you want to look at it, it's a tribute to him and his staff and the job that they've done and continue to do.
Tom, in light of Eli's injury, do you expect defenses to blitz more? Do you have to prepare for anything different that they'll try and do because he isn't as mobile as he might be?
I don't think that's a consideration. I think people pressure according to the way that they play. I don't think it has a lot to do with Eli's is a young quarterback, but he's been playing the position in this league for a while, and he does have good command of the tools that are available versus pressure, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. But I don't think it has a lot to do with the circumstances surrounding his foot.
Tom, you've coached a long time, and you didn't win a Super Bowl until much later in your career. Did you feel like people looked at you differently when you finally did win a Super Bowl?
Oh, there's a certain amount of that which goes with everyone who wins a Super Bowl. You are in our particular situation. It was an amazing type of a run, and I think people recognize that part. But it's our organization, the New York Giants, our players, our coaches. It's everyone involved, and certainly it was a great accomplishment. But as you know, you move on.
Were you any different a coach? Did you feel any different as a coach after that?
I've been fortunate to be around two of them, and I can tell you it's a great feeling.
Tom, back during the summer when everyone was writing and talking about the depth of your defensive line and the talent level, You kind of warned everyone that nothing had been accomplished yet, that you had guys that hadn't even been able to get on the field because of injuries and that. How much of the struggles your line has had this year have been because of injuries? How much maybe that they took too much for granted or read the press clippings or that sort of thing?
Well, I can tell you that we had certain players, for example, Chris Caney, who never practiced. we were supposed to have all this depth and have all these people ready to play, and the fact of the matter was, is starting as far back as training camp, there was no training camp, for example, for Chris and for Aaron Ross and for some other players. So it's no excuse, but you know, all this depth that that was supposed to be at our feet, you know, you have to play at a very, very high level no matter who it is, and you have to play as a team at a very high level, and that is probably something which you know, the media wanted to say that that our defensive line had great depth, but we didn't have it right away. So you know, hopefully we're rounding ourselves into that right now.
Eli bounced back well against the Cowboys. Will we continue to see him throwing the ball late in December?
Who did you say now?
Eli bounced back well against the Cowboys. Will we continue to see that success in him throwing the ball late in the stretch here?
Well, it's definitely you know, a part of every offense is to try to throw the ball down the field. We did have some big plays the other night. We certainly would like to have more.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.